presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
April 28, 11:12 America, New York. Companies may now be more resilient to inflation shocks. While financial accounts may be distorted by rising prices, the squeeze on corporate cash flow is more bearable.
Daily FX market news.
April 28, 11:10 America, New York. Gold wavers ahead of big data week, Fed and jobs report eyed for market cues. Gold prices were subdued on Friday, but market moves were limited, with many traders sitting on the sidelines and avoiding taking large directional positions ahead of major events next week.
BBC News Business.
April 28, 10:13 America, New York. Oil company ExxonMobil reports record profits of $11.4 billion. The energy giant says the profits came despite paying about $200 million, £160 million, in windfall taxes in Europe.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 28, 10 o'clock America, New York. Top colleges for high-paying jobs in tech. A new ranking puts Stanford at number one and Berkeley first among public schools.
Global economy.
April 28, 9:21 America, New York. U.S. labor costs rose more than expected despite Fed efforts. Employment cost index climbed 1.2% in first quarter, signaling persistent inflationary pressures.
New York Times Business.
April 28, 9 o'clock America, New York. Worried about a recession? Patient investors can ride it out. Economic downturns are rough on stocks, but history shows that handsome returns can pile up anyway if you stick with it, our columnist says. A trader on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange in 2008 in the midst of the financial crisis.
New York Times Business.
April 28, 9 o'clock America, New York. You can still file your 2019 taxes if you're due a refund. The forms were originally due in the early days of the pandemic. The IRS estimates that 1.5 million people are owed money, but they must file by July 17.
Daily FX Market News.
April 28, 8:58 America, New York. U.S. core and headline inflation diverge. Employment costs rise, U.S. dollar nudges higher. Core inflationary pressures in the U.S. remain elevated, while headline inflation continues to fall. While the latter will please the Fed, it may not be enough to stop U.S. rates being hiked again next week.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 28, 8:50 America, New York. In China, a detention and a new espionage law have businesses worried. Foreign companies are growing more concerned about the safety of their staffs and the reliability of Beijing's pledges that China is open for business.
New York Times Business.
April 28, 8:41 America, New York. Inflation cooled in March, but stubborn price increases remain. The Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, slowed in March. But signs point to staying power.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 28, 8:39 America, New York. BBC chairman resigns over offer to facilitate loan to Boris Johnson. The decision by Richard Sharp, a former Goldman Sachs banker, to step down is the latest scandal to wash over the BBC, which has been buffeted by a series of missteps.
Global economy.
April 28, 8:09 America, New York. Brussels eyes export curbs to close Russian sanctions loophole. EU frustrated by countries re-exporting critical items that boost Moscow's war effort in Ukraine.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
April 28, 8 o'clock America, New York. Hayek on benefits of competition and the optimal size of firms. In the same chapter of Friedrich Hayek's Law, Legislation, and Liberty that I discussed 2 days ago, Hayek has some excellent discussion of the benefits of competition and on the optimal size of firms.
Daily FX Market News.
April 28, 7:30 America, New York. USD, JPY price forecast. Dovish BOJ inspires USD, JPY rally, 200-day MA in sight. USD, JPY is facing some technical challenges following a 250-odd pip rally. Time for a retracement or bullish continuation.
Marginal Revolution. April 28, 7:25 America, New York. Great news for female academics. For decades, female academics have been told that the deck is stacked against them by discrimination in hiring, funding, journal acceptances, recommendation letters, and more.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
April 28, 6:30 America, New York. Should Russia be protected against imports? If the report is true, which would not be surprising, there is a certain irony, a very certain irony, in the U.S. government's intent to handicap the Russian government by preventing imports into that country from producers of G7 countries. Allies resist U.S. plan to ban all G7 exports to Russia? Financial Times, April 25, 2023.
BBC News Business.
April 28, 538 America, New York. Katy Perry v. Katy Perry. Singer loses trademark battle. The U.S. singer was sued by an Australian fashion designer over her use of the name on tour clothing.
BBC News Business.
April 28, 528 America, New York. UK game sector wanted Microsoft deal, says Ian Livingstone. Ian Livingstone says he hopes a settlement can be reached for Microsoft's takeover of Activision.
Marginal Revolution.
April 28, 306 America, New York. Another bit on short-termism. A better argument would be that the agency relationship, and habitual firing for inferior short-term performance, rather than capitalism, leads to excess short-termism.
Marginal Revolution.
April 28, 051 America, New York. How much smaller will big business become? At least on the tech side, consider the most prestigious service that generates images using AI, a company called Midjourney. It has a total of 11 full-time employees.